All right, let's go ahead and start. We've got on the left here, we've got Chloe and Bonnie, Dawn Marie, Mistress, and on the end is Hug Me. And these are the webcam girls and guys.
He wore a skirt for us, so he could be a girl.
What?
He wore a skirt, so he could be a girl.
Okay. Oh, all right, so he can be, he is a webcam girl, I'm sorry. Okay, so what is a webcam? Who wants to start?
What is a webcam? A webcam is new media invented over the internet where you can watch a picture live from your computer sitting at home of something else somewhere on the internet. Right now, we've got up pictures of Dragon Con. This is in the Regency, one floor up. We're using access cameras, which are really nice cameras because they don't need a computer. You just plug them into a network connection and they start streaming to wherever you want. These are the ones you see here are the 2000 series, and they will actually manipulate pictures. These are $1,000. The smaller version of this, they have one for about $450. You don't need a computer. It's got a web server on the camera. They're really nice. The smaller cameras that go on computers, you can get for $35 over here at Delta Computers. I've ran from one from my house for about 3 years. They work great. And over to the girls who are in front of them.
Can I get a pin?
Pin.
Thank you. Well, I guess we should go ahead and introduce ourselves.
Let's see. I'm Mistress of Mistress Cam, and I started my campsite a little over a year ago. April 1st was my official one-year anniversary date, and I do it for fun and pleasure and no profit. It's totally free. Anything that you want to see on my site that anybody else can see, you can see for free. I don't charge for access to any of my areas. But there are annoying banner ads all over the place. That's what's paying for it. So,
Dawn? I'm Dawn Marie. I've had my site since October of 98, and I started it because I love science fiction conventions. I've been going to them since I was 17, and no one I knew wanted to go because they all thought they were for Star Trek groupies and all kinds of things. So here I was trying to say, hey, look, people are having a good time. Come on out. I also started because I had just broken up with this guy and I needed a new hobby besides stalking him, and this seemed to be a really good idea to put all my energy into it, and it worked out pretty good. I've got about three cams. One goes to my bedroom. One goes to my to when I'm typing. You can look at me then. I've also got a random cam, which I use. I just put it anywhere I want to. You can watch me on the couch, and then you can watch what I'm watching on TV, so you can put both of them together. They kind of work out that way. I don't charge also for my cam, and I don't have banner ads. It's completely free, free, free. There's nothing to annoy you with except for my writing. I also write for my site. I keep an update maybe about every 3 or 4 days. I put up like a Moment for Us type thing. That's about it.
I'm Chloe, and I run NakedNerds.com and a few other sites. And I've been doing this since June of 1997, I believe, which means that I think it's 3 or 4 years. And you have to pay to see me, but I'm not like these cool chicks. But I started the cam at first because I needed a way to go to school full-time and be able to work, and I've worked for other companies doing cam stuff. So I decided to do it on my own, and that evolved from me having a cam site to me hiring other girls to me now owning sites that have cam shows and other models and other stuff. And that's about it. Oh, and this is Bonnie.
Hi. I'm one of Chloe's models, and I'm also in charge of updates to her site. That's about all I do.
Wow.
Well, can we field some questions? Anyone? Is there anyone who goes to some of these sites and knows about them already?
I'm a member of Chloe's site. Yes, I pay to see her. And I go to Mr.'s site, and I go to Dawn Marie's site. And I want to know the best way to increase traffic.
I would say go to Peeping Mo. They're like the end-all, be-all of cam girls, everything cam, and they're great people. They help you out. Both of the Mo's have helped me out with getting a message board up there. Yeah, they're there for you if you've got an internet stalker to, you know, I just need help trying to get this software to work. They're there for you.
Well, I broke my code.
Yeah.
It all depends on what type of traffic you're wanting and or needing, honestly. There's actually a lot more to it as far as trafficking goes on whether or not you want to go via the news groups or via other sites or whether or not you want to be a private model for other sites. There are many ways to do it. It just is a matter of what exactly type of traffic you want. So you can come talk to me later and I'll help you.
Yeah, my company actually does websites, and we put up other people's websites. It's Camunity, and the name is up there.
I'm curious, how many subscribers do you have for your site?
Mine? I don't know. I don't, because of the, a lot, I know that. All I really check is my weekly stats as far as money coming in, just because I need to know whether or not I can pay my host, which happens to be Peeping Mo. I have an upwards, when I started it, I had about 150, and it's just gone up from there. Somebody just did a magazine thing, an online magazine thing featuring my site. So within the past week, I've had an extra 50 signups at least. Rough figures, I would say around 200. It really depends. A lot of people join for the 4-day trial and then just leave. I get a lot of memberships, but a lot of it is like, let's stay for 3 days, get all we can get, and then move on, which is fine. $3 whole, woohoo. But it's an average of like 100 to 200, I would say. I would like to know like how many people actually watch me. I'd like to know how many people go to the site, because stat stuff confuses me. It's just really hard to figure out.
Any more questions?
Everybody's so quiet.
So are we.
La la la. Hug me. How difficult was it to get with the hotel to put the cams in wherever?
Not at all. The hotel has a group already that put in all the networking for the entire hotel. They don't let you touch it. They say, we will put in the T1. This is how much it costs. They run the physical cable that you drop on the ground, they have to put down. The only thing you can do is plug it into your computer. So we just took the cams, we set them up, and on a little tiny network we had set up at the office, we brought them here and hooked them up, and we had one that didn't work. So that one came down, but, you know, cut our losses. We were down from 6 to 5, which is fine. Changed the page a little bit and set them up. I mean, it was actually fairly simple. The only thing that took so long was typing in the information. So they did everything for us.
One of you mentioned that you have a site, I think it was Dawn, that you don't have banner ads or charge. How do you fund the site?
Well, basically, I've got a host that does unlimited bandwidth for me because it's a PG-13 site. I don't get naked. That's also another reason why I don't charge. I don't feel right about charging if I'm not going to get naked. No one else want to do that. That's fine. But I have a flat rate fee I'm charged. So it doesn't matter how many people come to my site, it's the same amount.
Ladies, what do you get out of your websites, personally?
As I said, when I started this, I didn't know a lick about web design. Like, I knew nothing. And I've done it for 3 years. I've taught myself everything I know, and just last month I landed a job as an HTML developer. And they went merely on my website. Granted, it's a very unique company. I love it there. But they just went on my site. I said, listen, I have no schooling. I have no experience. This is the sites that I do. And they hired me. So for me, I get a lot of things out of it, but mostly I love learning new things, and I love what I do. I get to take pictures of naked, nerdy girls all day long, all night long, and all day I work. And then I come home, and I take pictures of naked chicks, and then I upload them. And I have a lot of fun. I meet a wonderful amount of new people every day. I don't know.
I've noticed that, here we have, the scene changes every 10 or 15 seconds. How fast will it get over an ALS line or something? ADLS? Yeah, DSL, there we go.
Are you asking for a particular site or just what a webcam can push?
Well, say your site. I'm not logged on any sites yet, so I don't know how fast to go.
Yeah, okay, the Camunity site, these pages, the ones you're looking at now, I believe will go up to a page every 3 or 5 seconds. It's pretty fast. Right now we have them set for 10 seconds, depending on your connection. This is just a dial-up, so it comes up about every 20. It really depends on many things when you do it. Your connection to the internet, these are T1, so they're not extremely fast, but they're fairly quick. The one that I used to have was on a cable modem, which is actually about twice as fast as a T1. And I used to actually FTP at, I think it was a picture or two pictures a second. The new cameras that are coming out can FTP at 20 pictures a second. If you switch from doing it FTP to doing it UDP, which means you're streaming, you're getting a direct feed from the camera, not, you know, the camera's FTPing to one place and then you're picking it up from there. I've seen feeds go as fast as 30 or 40 pictures a second. They can answer. I don't know if they know how fast their own cams go or not.
Well, I have a straight 30-second refresh on mine. I'm using a dial-up connection, 56K modem. And I tried doing the 15-second refresh, and it drove my bandwidth up so high that I couldn't afford it. So I had to drop down to 30, which works fairly well, and that seems to be pretty standard among most of the free sites.
The main cam I have is 15 seconds. The random cam is every 30. And for sleep cam, I do it every minute because I don't really feel like I move all that much.
I did mine every 10 seconds at first, but the image started to mess up. So normally it's about every 15 seconds. And then sometimes I do streaming, but that's through another software system. That goes really fast. Guest cam normally goes, actually, I don't know. I haven't, 3 minutes. Or 120 or 180 seconds, depending on my mood, on whether or not I want to put it up fast or not.
Obviously, the people that come to your sites enjoy watching your lives and seeing every aspect of your lives. Do you ever sit around and wonder, looking into the camera, thinking about the lives of the people that are watching you and wish you could see into their lives?
Well, I don't know about the others, but I love to watch other webcams. I mean, I do. I'm totally addicted to Bourbon Cam, which is a cam on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. I love that camera. I watch it all the time.
Actually, that's one of ours.
I love that camera. I go there all the time. I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, I've made a really close connection with like 5 or 6 people that visit my site. They've helped me out. And those people I've actually exchanged phone numbers with, and I'll call them up. I had a person ask me the other night if I had a friend that could help them out. I said, well, if you go to Ohio or D.C. or Australia, yeah. But that's the only problem that I've had, is that the webcam has sort of distanced me from real life. But other than that, I love to watch cams, and if they had it, that would be great.
I think that's how all of us got started, is we saw the webcams and were so intrigued by it, we got our own. I used to watch Anna Cam, and I used to watch Jenny Cam, and I was, you know, thinking I could do the same thing. I've got about 10 or 12 people also that I'm real tight with, and they live all over the place. There's no one that lives, like, locally near me that I know that well.
I think I'm the only cam girl that doesn't watch other cams. I haven't ever really gotten into it. The one thing I like, I love my chat room. I love the people who come to my chat room. They are some of the best people in the whole wide world. I look forward to talking to them every night because it's just, I end up having a lot of fun. It's funny because I do run a sex site. I mean, I'm probably one of the most hardcore girls up here. But my chat room, I don't think we've talked about actual sex and, ooh, baby, show me this, since I've even started Naked Nerds. It's just more silly crap that goes on during the day, or talking about cartoons, or just really, I don't know, fun stuff. But as far as meeting people, or giving people's numbers, I'm deathly scared of people in general, and get panic attacks when I have to be around a lot of them, so I don't normally go out and meet people. But a lot of my friends who go to the club go to my site, and they love watching me, which is extremely strange, knowing that the people that I'm about to go meet at the club, I know are watching my show, and that's a little weird. But by the way, I saw you. You have the same outfit on. It's really hard to get used to.
I actually started watching originally with Jenny Cam, and in many cases when she was doing, I don't know if it was a sexual thing or what, but she would occasionally cover the camera up, and you would just get the, you know, towel over the camera type thing. Do any of you have situations where you don't allow the camera into your life, where you censor certain things?
Yes, I have a mom, so I don't let a lot of things on the camera.
I have an on-again, off-again love affair with the cam. And I haven't had a male companion in quite a while to come to my house, so it hasn't been an issue. But I think that unless the person was into it, I would probably turn the camera off for any kind of escapades of that nature, just due to the fact that the other person might be uncomfortable with it. I used to do just what Don does, which is just the headshots, and I've started taking my site more towards a softcore TNA. So I'm consciously leaving the camera on at times when I normally would have cut it off before. So, yeah, for me, I still do the towel thing occasionally, but I'm trying to leave it on more and more because I want to take my site to a full-time life cam eventually.
A question for more of the free cam than the pay ones. I know the initial attraction for me in going to a cam usually is see someone else in their life, but then I find that it's more interesting checking out the other content if they have a journal or a daily thoughts page. I was just curious if you find that side of your site as enjoyable to maintain, or if you prefer just doing the cam side.
Yeah, that's why I have the cam, is to draw you in to look at the cam, and then maybe you'll go and look at other stuff on my site. I have a journal. Well, it's not really a journal. I write about an essay about every 4 or 5 days on whatever's pissing me off or what I'm happy about or, you know, what I'm doing in school that day. That, and I also like to do science fiction con reviews. So when I go home, I do a review of what I've been doing, post the pictures up, and I've got a huge archive of all the conventions I've been going to for the past 2 years. So I like to update that part of the site more than anything.
I actually also do have a free site that's just my life cam, and I'm running about, right now I'm running 2, I'm about to start running 4 cams on it, and I have a live journal, and I throw up pictures. I'm so happy about my digital camera, so I run around everywhere I can and take silly pictures all around Boston and put those up, and I love my journal. I'm addicted to my journal. I have to write in it at least 3 times a day, or else I just don't feel right. Somebody once said, because I was going through a lot, I'm like, I have to write. And they said, well, why don't you just write it and not put it up there? It just, that's such an alien concept to me for some reason, for the same reason I had a cam. At night when I'm home alone, it's so good to feel that somebody's with you. That's why I love it. I love that feeling of, yeah, you're not with me, but I have people that care about me, and they're watching me, and they're watching over me. So the other section of my site, I have a love-hate interest with the cam as well, but the rest of the stuff, I absolutely love doing it more than probably anything, which is why I'm such addicted to it.
And, I actually keep my real diary online, which can occasionally cause problems because girls will write what they want in their diary, and I do that. I had lost quite a few friends recently over some stuff that I put in my diary. But it is my diary. I never was able to understand why you would write something that you didn't want anybody to ever read. So I wanted to write something that somebody would read. And so I actually put real feelings and real thoughts and real emotions into my diary. I don't update it as much as I should because I have a really busy life right now. But whenever I do sit down and write a diary entry, it's usually about something that's pretty important to me at the moment. So, yeah, I really enjoy doing the diary.
Hello. Hi, you.
Hi.
I just wondered if, due to your presence on the web, have you ever gotten yourselves into a situation where you felt feared for your life?
Not yet. Although my site came of age this week because it suffered several teardrop attacks. And I have a stalker, and he's supposed to be here right now. He's not in this room, and he's supposed to be here. he's supposed to be here at this convention.
I'm sorry, mysterious, it's me.
So my friends have been like, "Where are you going? Come back right away!" And it just, I don't think that it's a life-threatening situation, but it is somebody who is threatening to do me bodily harm over the net. And if he'll threaten it over the net, then he'll maybe act on it. So yeah,
you have to take all this seriously. You have to take it seriously.
The only times I get attacked is when my site gets hacked into, or some stupid jerk decides to put up the username and password on one of those free sites, and it costs me about $200 for every day or hour that it's up there. So that's about the only. I mean, I've been lucky enough. I've had one quote unquote stalker, and he was more like just really annoying and very much started to be, "Are you sure you can do this?" Like father figure. He wanted to come up and make sure that I was okay, and it started to get a little bit weird. He found my number. People keep calling my host. At the time when I had another host, people kept calling them and asking for me. And I don't know how they got their number. I guess they thought maybe I lived there or something, but...
You can look that up online.
Yeah,
number,
but it was...
The number of your host you can look up online. Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Well, they kept calling my host, and she's like, "She's not here." she didn't want them to know, but I'm no longer hosted with them, unfortunately, so... I haven't had any major problems. Knock on wood.
I haven't really had a problem with a stalker. I had a problem with one stalker, but he was generally threatening my reputation. Like, he wanted to cut my face up and put it into, or cut my picture of my face and put it on a naked, you know, thing and send to my mom, stuff like that. I found out who it was, though. And it's always someone you know.
Yeah,
it's always someone.
The person who's doing this to me is somebody I know.
This isn't a stranger. It's 9 times out of 10, it's someone you know. That's what really sucks.
Yes, I wanted to ask, for those of you who charge for your cam site, do you make enough money to make a living off of it for it to support you? And those of you who don't charge, how do you make a living?
Everybody thinks that because I have an adult site, I'm rolling in the dough. And quite frankly, it varies. I mean, luckily, the one site that I have right now, it's doing fairly well, and it's paying for itself. I mean, my hosting is quite a lot of money, because you think of, for everybody who joins, I have to pay out all that bandwidth, and I have a lot of stuff on my site. Unfortunately, I'm obsessive and update it, like, every few days. I make a nice... I mean, I also have a full-time job. I work 12 to 8, or whatever time I decide to go in as an HTML developer, so I got that more to work so that this could be a hobby. It was really starting to get... I was doing this on my own for a living, and it just started to get where I didn't want to do anything. I was like, "Eck, a show, evil." Chloe. No.
Okay.
Oh,
well, for me, I work 2 jobs.
Oh, that's right.
I work as a secretary by day, and that's 10 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and then I work as a roller coaster attendant 2 days a week at a theme park. And that's pretty much, I mean, that pays my bills. The banner ads that I get, if it's a really, really good month, I'll get $40 a month. But it costs me $25 a month just for the hosting. And then if I go over bandwidth, I have to pay for that. So lots of times, and that's on a really, really good month. Most months I make $10, $15 off the banner ads, and that's about it. So my regular job is supporting the cam. So.
I used to do secretarial work, and the last job that I had, they fired me because of my site, and it wasn't even any hardcore. I mean, my mom approved of it. I couldn't believe they did that. So I took a long, hard look at my life, and I realized I've had my campsite longer than I've had any job. So I figured, why not just go? And I'm now a full-time student doing computer graphics, web design, that kind of thing, and I plan to finish that out.
Not so much a question, but a comment, is the fact that I've been on Chloe's site for quite a while. I've been by the Mistress Cam site. And the fact is that there are a lot of prejudgments made when people mention cam girls and cam sites. And I think you guys, especially Chloe, Mistress, are opening the way for a lot of new people to get on the net because they see that, I mean, it can be done. It's not dirty. It's not, you know, extreme. Chloe does a sex site. It's actually, I mean, this is beautiful. It's nothing really down and dirty. Mistress Cam, your site, your writings are actually incredible. But I think you're making a lot more people comfortable with coming out, showing their lives on the net. It's making the net a very interesting place to function and be on because everybody will start being able to communicate back and forth that way.
I just wanted to say, I started the Naked Nerd site because I was so sick and tired of these silicon plastic bodies that are, oh yeah, I do my site, and my husband does all the techie stuff. And I'm like, no, you don't. Your husband pimps you out, and you sit there and smile for the camera. And I wanted to get real girls who really are going to school, who really are nerds, on a site and says, you don't have to be perfect to be beautiful. And so far, I was lucky. I was really scared to ask model for modeling because you just feel weird and you didn't want to ask your friends. And I started having my friends come up to me going, hey, can I model for your site? Hey, can I do this? And it's been wonderful. I've only had to ask two girls to model for my site, and both of them have said yes. And I really didn't think it'd do that well, but it's really good. And I get so many guys saying, thank you. I got a letter today when I checked my mail. It was like a 50 thank yous of just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for showing real people. I do everything. Well, now I have Bonnie, who does all my updates, because if you've gone to my site, you know I have, like, the worst spelling ever. Ever.
Beyond bad.
Beyond
bad. I don't know. My site's pretty bad on spelling.
No. It's beyond bad.
And so Bonnie comes in, and she fixes all my spelling mistakes and my wording and, like, adds a little bit more to it, and she does all the updates, because now that I have a full-time job, I can't do this 24/7.
And the only reason I work on her site is because it is real girls, and it's not, I mean, it's a sex site, but it's not your typical sex site, and it's really interesting because of the chat room and the journal and all the other content.
That and most of my models, they're like, well, I do all the photography as well, and they're like, well, who do you do it? And a lot of them are like, the only reason I want to do this is because you run the site, I have a say in it. If a girl doesn't like a picture, it goes away. I mean, honestly, they get first pick. It, no offense, but it isn't about the guys and the members. It's about the girls feeling comfortable. And I get emails all the time also going, you're not a real nerd. I bet these girls aren't even, you know, real college girls. I'm like, whatever. Whatever you want to believe is fine with me. Because people lie. People lie a lot on the net. And I just am so sick of everyone going for these idiotic personalities. When then you meet them and you realize you might not be, you know, looking at who you really are looking at.
This is a question for Chloe primarily. You have models for your site. Do you pay them or do they do it gratis?
Some of them I pay. Normally, it all depends on if they really need the money or not. Some of them do it for, I let them use the pictures. Some of them I do pay. Some of them are just the biggest exhibitionists I've ever met in my whole entire life. The one girl I just modeled, I couldn't get her to keep her clothes on. Literally. She kept... can I take off my clothes? I'm like, no, you have to get, like, T-shots. No, I want to take off my clothes now. I'm like, no, keep them on. She was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And some of them, yeah, are a little bit more, I sort of need the money right now. They're students. They need money. So you're really giving it to students. Thanks.
No more questions?
Come on.
Please.
Be creative. Okay,
never mind. Okay. All the way in the back.
So outside of the sexual aspect of your sites and the adult content, what
what about you, what about your lives is any makes them unique and makes them special to where we want to pay money to see them, or people would want to pay money to see them?
I don't think I understand exactly what you're saying. Are you saying other than the fact that there's sex there, why would people want to pay money?
Right.
Okay. There are 1,001 to 1,000,000 sex sites out there. There's the point, there's millions of millions of sites. The thing is, they're thrown up by these jerk companies who could care less with these models who sit there, smile, get paid the big bucks to do it. My site is run by myself and now by Bonnie. It's a real site. And if you want to pay to support the site and you support girls who are really, you know, I don't know how to say this.
I think
it's unique. It has personality there.
Well, the it might not be what makes them so unique. It's I mean, a lot of the best sites are what makes them, you know, people go a lot for unique on the internet. That's what you shoot for. That's why you're asking.
Is it more important to be normal?
But yeah, why not just look into their real lives? Because real life is so much more interesting than anything you could make up. And I think that's you know, the point they're trying to make is these are our real lives. This isn't something we're making up.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it cool to watch.
I mean, I don't know about their sites, but I know Chloe's site is also very, very interactive. You can talk to her every day, every night. You can talk to a lot of the models in the chat room. There's a message board. I mean, we post when there's something going on, if we're having a bad day. And it's really great because you get to see into the lives of a lot of different people. It's not just her. It's not just the models. It's the members as well. And it becomes like a whole little community and a support group.
How much personal support do you guys draw from the site?
I couldn't hear you. What?
How much personal support do you guys draw from the site? I mean, you guys, does it keep you guys going or keep you motivated? Or somebody ever say something that really, you know, picks you up? Really?
Oh, if I'm a bitch. I mean, if you piss me off, and I have no qualms about ripping you a new butt. And especially if I've had a bad day, if somebody's going to sit there and be mean to me, you wouldn't, half the stuff people say to me, they wouldn't say to my face in a million years. Yeah. And
On the flip side of it, the personal support is just tremendous. Mm-hmm. I've only known Chloe for a couple of months, and I've only been a model for about a month. I just had foot surgery a few weeks ago. And, you know, I have friends that I see every day who have given me less support than the members that have just spoken to me in a chat room maybe 10 times. And the people really care about you and really care how you're doing. I mean, yeah, you do have a lot of people that are just there to look at naked chicks. But
they come and they go. It's more the people that stay and that really interact with the site. There are certain members to the site or people that go in the chat room that I talk to on a daily basis, not in the chat room. It's that one email that says, wow, you did a good job. I don't do this. It's a pay site, but really, you know, I do it for that one email that says, hey, you're doing a really good job. That makes my day, sometimes my whole week, because I bust my butt staying up till 5 a.m. to make sure that one little thing is right. And then Yes. And just to get, you know, an email or an IM or just a little message saying, wow, you're doing a good job, that means the world to, I think, all of us.
Yeah, I had a really touching email the other day. I was talking to this guy, and one of my questions that I always ask is, why do you watch? And this guy, he said, I'm in a wheelchair, and I can't get out. Watching you gives me something to look forward to. And I said, well, why am I so special? And he said, because you can walk, and you can do things, and I can see you. I dance in my room all the time on cam. He says, I can see you dancing and having a good time. And he said, and that makes me feel better, because I can see how normal life is. And I was in tears. And when I got that email, I was in tears. I said, oh, no. And it touched me so much. And you live for that email. I mean, I get maybe 10 or 15 emails a month, sometimes less. I got one the other day from the guy who's stalking me, who said, I'm nothing but a bee and a whore, and all I want to do is get naked and be a slut on the internet. And it hurt. It hurt bad. And then to be followed up with the wheelchair email, just, I mean, it's incomprehensible how much that can make a difference in your life when you're having a really bad day.
Mm-hmm. I save all those emails in a little folder, so when I'm feeling really crappy, I just look at that, and I feel so much better.
I think people tend to forget that we're real people. They only see us on the web, and they tend to forget that we have feelings, and we're very, you know, we're very much real people. If you say you're a bitch, that's going to hurt me just as much as if you said it to my face. Whereas if you said, you know, wow, you're a nice person, that's going to make my day, because it means that you actually took the time, especially for me, and since I am a very hardcore site. Well, Naked Nerds isn't as much as, like, a hardcore site as I am, personally, but... Okay, so that's just... Never mind. We're not even going to go there. To know that they looked beyond all the naked pictures to look into my real life means the world to me. I mean, half the time, yeah, guys are going to come and go to the site, whatever. They're going to get their fix and they're going to leave. I really look forward to the person that looks through the site, looks at my stuff, and decides to keep in touch with me. They become friends. They become some of the best friends that I've ever had.
That actually sort of lends into my next question, the relationships that you've built through the website. I mean, are they do you take them real? I mean, or do you take them seriously? Or are they real to you?
Friendships. I see it right now. There's one girl who I love to death, and she's been coming to my site for about a year maybe, who we talk all the time, and I just met her today for the first time, and I am so happy to meet her because she's made my day. She sends me dill pickle potato chips since I can't get them in Boston. She sends me every like few months or every few weeks. She actually sends me a little packet of KR package. Dill pickle potato chips are very good. They're delicious. I don't like, people say, can I meet you? I'm going to be in Boston. And I don't like meeting people one-on-one. It really scares me. Because people, I mean, you know everything about me, and I know nothing really about you. And they tend to run up to you and give you this huge hug, and you're like, eek, help. But I like meeting people here especially because I feel like I'm in a safe environment. But these people are my true friends. I consider them, I don't go outside much. I'm pretty much inside my house all the time. And they probably mean more to me than a lot of the people I know in real life. Yeah, I know. But I consider it's good and it's bad. It has its perks. People are making me go out much more now. They drag me out kicking and screaming. But I love everybody who comes to my site with a passion. They make my day. I turn on my ICQ and just wait for somebody to talk to me. I have 500 and some odd people on my ICQ. Granted, only maybe 3 or 4 of them actually talk to me. But, you know, it's those 3 or 4 that really put a smile on my face all the time.
I actually have 2 questions. First of all, how has being on the webcam affected your social life, or has it pretty much just nixed it all together because all you do is stay around the house?
Huh?
Are you talking to her? Everybody.
People around my town, they don't really know I have a site. I don't really tell them, and they don't care, and that's fine. But I have, when I used to date a couple of guys, they didn't like the webcam so much that when they'd come into my house, they would just flip it off. I mean, they didn't really want to be a part of that, so. But mainly, they don't care. Right now, I've got, like, house guests staying in my house for the past 2 weeks. I've had to be real careful about the cam. I'm real respectful of other people's space. I would not want to have my picture taken if I just got up and I was hungover and someone took a picture and dumped it on the internet. I'd be pretty mad. So I kind of feel like I've, you know, extend the same courtesy to people who don't want to be up there.
For me, well, I live in Charlotte, and the one goth club that we had just got shut down and lost its liquor license. So now there is nothing to do. Literally, there is nothing to do. So the web has suddenly become my life. One of my favorite sayings was always, if you don't have a life, download one. Well, I managed to upload one. And it's made a huge difference because I love to go out and dance and listen to good music, and I can't do that anymore. But now I can pull up Napster and download my favorite music and dance to it, and I have a blacklight and everything. And the people just love it when I turn on the blacklight and get the lights going and start dancing. So I guess in a way it's made a huge difference to my social life. I still have the same number of really close friends that I had before, and the webcam has been amazing in sorting out those friends who are truly friends mm-hmm. and those friends who just claim to be your friends. Because the ones who were claiming to be my friends have been the most critical and have stopped hanging out with me. Whereas the ones who really are my friends will still be critical, but they still hang out and they still want to do things with me. So the webcam has actually sorted out a lot of the trash in my life, and I'm real grateful to it.
There's some really good golf, really good golf clubs in Atlanta, by the way.
I know, and I want to move here so bad.
What about you, Chloe?
Something really weird happened. I moved to Boston, and I had a cam, and I met a bunch of people, and all of a sudden, everybody had a cam. And I used to have a lot of cams up in my house, and when I'd have parties, I'd be like, well, the cam's going to be here and here. You would have people crowding around the cam. I mean, you can probably fit 60 to 70 people in my house. Around 20 of them would be sitting there with, like, my stuffed animals, putting them in really odd positions, and doing these little shows, and I'd walk by and go, what the hell are you doing? And since then, I don't know if anybody goes to Spooky Cam. I'm so pimping her site. Go to Spooky Cam, because she kicks booty, and she's my best friend. She started her campsite after I did. She and I talked, and now she's up there. And I know of at least three other people that, because they happened to meet me and see how much fun it was, they have campsites now, and they all have journals now, and we all interact. People love coming over to my house just to play with the cam. They always ask me, hey, is your cam going to be up? Where's the cam? And at first they're a little shy, and then they just, I think it's because they just get drunk and don't care, or they just get pretty used to it. But I've had some pretty interesting screen captures after parties. I'm like, what did you guys do? I must have gone to bed. It's been pretty funny, but as far as a social life, I don't really have one much. I have one lately. I'm completely addicted to my computer and my camera and my websites. I probably am so addicted it's pathetic. But I try to get out more, and I'm so pathetic. I do try. Go on.
Dawn mentioned something interesting about, you know, other people's rights and things like that. And before I answered a question about setting up the cameras in the hotel and other people's rights on the camera, if everyone will take their badge and flip it over to the back. The third sentence on the badge, we went over this when we looked at putting cams into the hotel. In accepting this badge and in considering to be admitted to Dragon Con, the holder consents to being photographed on film, tape, or digital for exhibition in all media. It's on the back. Read very carefully.
A few months ago, my mom and my little brother came into town, and I had to take, you should have seen me having to take all of the interesting things around my house and hiding them. And I'm hiding them all in my closet. And I had to sit there, and I had to password protect my computer because my little 12-year-old brother was on it. I had to password, he couldn't touch a computer in the house because I have all of my stuff on there. And my mom found out what I did about 3 months ago. Well, no, about 5 months ago. She found out what I did for a living, and she didn't talk to me for 2 months. She's talking to me now, but she's extremely judgmental. She's getting better. I was actually on the phone with her the other day and in chat room, and I'm, like, relaying back what they were saying. And one of my members goes, I don't like your mom calling me a psycho. And of course, she's getting used to it, and I'm trying to explain to her that I enjoy it, but she just thinks that I'm wasting my life away and giving it up to all these psychos out there on the web.
That's totally a mom comment, though, that you're wasting your life away. I get that, too. And so
I'm just impressed that her mom uses chat.
No, she was on the phone with me.
Oh, okay.
No, she happened to call. She's like, well, where are you going? I'm like, Dragon Con. She's, what are you going to do there? I'm like, well, stuff.
It's not a personal thing. I'm director of IT for a software company. My mom says I'm wasting my life away. So.
Oh, gosh.
It's totally a mom comment.
I designed the network for Time Warner, and my life is total trash.
Totally wasted. Yeah. Exactly. Because you're not a school teacher, so you're dead.
No, it's that I'm not married and have no kids.
Ah, exactly. Which actually leads into my second question. I've been on the internet for 12 years now, and I have a variety of online friends that I've never seen or met, and I'm actually getting married next summer, and all of them are making plans to come. Have you guys organized anything like a small fan club gathering type thing in a public place where your fans can come and meet you and hang out and get to know you better?
We'll call it Ego Fest 2000.
No, nobody wants to.
last year when we did this panel, none of us cam girls ever met each other face to face. I mean, none of us really. It's such a tight group community, though. When we got together, it was like we'd already met. I mean, that's just the way that it is. If you guys are like that, where you've been on the internet and you're talking with these people every day, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to pick up right where you left off, just this time without a monitor in front of you.
That's why I actually like coming here, because a lot of my people, they're like, oh, I want to meet you. And I'd love to meet them, but I'm not about to go meet some complete stranger that has seen me do things that, you know, people really shouldn't see me be doing, very intimate things here, and then just go meet them and have lunch. I mean, I've had people go, yeah, can I meet you? And then go, yeah, so should I book a hotel room?
Oh.
And I'm like, no. Most people that want to meet me, they expect me to have sex with them, do something for them, or get into a relationship with them. And it scares me a lot. I'm an extremely paranoid person, too, but I'm not about to go meet anybody. I mean, I've had people come up to me at the club that I go to, hey, aren't you Chloe? I'm like, no, I'm her evil twin sister. And they walk away, or they come up and talk to me. I don't like meeting people.
Yeah, I use the sci-fi conventions to meet anybody who wants to meet me. I usually, if I know that I'm going, like I knew I was coming to DragonCon 3 weeks ago. But if I know in advance, like there's a convention in the spring that I go to every year, and it'll be on my site almost 3 months before I go, that I'm going. And if you want to meet me, go to this convention, go to my panel, and talk to me afterward, because that's the only way I'm going to meet you. There are one or two exceptions that I have made, and I'm also involved in a slightly alternative lifestyle, and I use safe calls for that lifestyle. So I've implemented the use of safe calls to meet people off the net, and I will occasionally do that if somebody has been respectful and really helpful to me on the site. I will occasionally meet somebody, but 9 times out of 10, I tell them what conventions I'm going to, and I go to 3 or 4 a year. And I tell them when I'm going to be there, and if they want to meet me, then they need to come to that convention and come to my panel or come to see me in the dealer's room if I have a table or anything, and say hello in that manner in public with a lot of other people around in an atmosphere that it's safe too.
What is a safe call?
A safe call is when you tell somebody where you're going, who you're going to meet, and any personal information that you might have about that person. And then you call them and tell them that you made it safely. And if you don't call, they call the police and tell them where you are. And in fact, that recently came into the news, because a safe call is what saved the lady with the slave master in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Was a safe call network. If you're going to meet somebody off the internet, not to preach, but if you're going to meet somebody off the internet, use a safe call.
No preaching.
You know, so use
anybody
a safe
that
call.
Wouldn't it's just silly. I mean,
it's a relatively easy thing to set up, very easy. And for the few people that are considering meeting somebody that they met in a chat room, it's invaluable, because you don't know about this person. They may be exactly what they portray themselves to be, but they might be a serial killer that's going to chop you up and put you in a gallon drum. You know, so you just don't know.
I've met a few people, and there was one person I met. I mean, he was the greatest person online, and I met him while I was out in California at a cam girl convention out there a few years back. And I met him, and I thought he was nice, and then he turns around, he grabs me, and he kisses me. And I just, especially ever since then, I mean, things had happened in the past, people meeting me and then wanting to, you know, think about other things. Ever since then, I've just been extremely paranoid of meeting anybody, mainly because to meet me, and it was out in a public place, to just grab me and kiss me. No asking, no nothing, just expecting, ooh, this must be what she wants. But at the same time, there are a few other people that I've met who I love to death, and they're really good friends of mine, and I go out with them all the time now. So.
What happened? There are several girls that were here last year, they're not here yet this year. Are they still online, or what has happened to them? Anyone knows?
They should be talking about Tiffany and Samantha. They're Keyhole Cam girls. They should still be there.
Yeah.
From what I understand, yeah.
I've been to Tiffany's site recently, so.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Really?
Uh-uh.
I don't watch them, so.
And I think Samantha was featured as a Cam Girl of the Month on the Cam Girls. Yeah.
Really?
I think so at one point.
Wonderful.
I invited both Tiffany and Samantha, but I guess neither one was able to make it. Of course, I wasn't able to give much notice this time around.
Yeah.
You put a good bit of your personal life up on the web. Do any of the people that frequent your site that communicate with you actually forward links to their own sites and invite you to sort of peek into what they offer on their websites?
I I get this all the time, and it's so sad. A lot of guys are having webcams now.
Yes.
And I've
what? I've had a webcam in my house for probably 2, maybe 3 years now. And I've got one in my office now. Well, so
the the latest the latest craze, I don't know if it is with these girls as much as it is with me, but the latest craze seems to be come and see my own webcam. It's I set it up all for you, and if they say something like that,
don't look at it.
It's train on the waist down.
That's all it is. I don't know. I'm going to start a thing called dick pics because I get so many dick pics. I'm going to start saying who's sending the same pictures.
Oh yeah.
Because that's, I think, oh, you want to see do you want to see me? I'd really love you to see me. And all it is a picture of their penis. Yep. I'm like, wow, nice face.
I think what
I mean,
I'm getting...
people are just...
Start uploading them face. To news groups, and when they get all over the internet, they'll
no,
stop
No, upload it with their email address and their web address and everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. And print it on the picture, so it stays with the picture all the time.
I'm going to start putting on my website and on my emails a signature. Anything you send to me may be put on the net. You,
yeah.
By sending it to me, you give me the permission to put it on the net. Because I get several dicks a week.
Yeah.
So I take it that none of you have gotten anything like sketches, poetry, I mean, websites that are legitimate websites that people are putting up, things that they consider interesting about their personal lives generally. It's pretty much the evil stuff like you just described.
I get, especially when I first started, there was somebody that knew me or was a fan or something, and they went around the country and they would send me postcards from around the country just saying, hey, I'm here now, blah, blah, blah. And that was really sweet. I've gotten poetry, and I've gotten one artist drew up this beautiful picture of me sleeping in a, like, anime little style thing. But I also get, I get fun stuff. I get lots of stuff in the mail. I like mail.
How many marriage proposals do you get?
Actually, zero. From real life and on the net.
Lots.
I haven't
I've
gotten
got guys
any
who, really, I've got guys who, for this much money, they'll take me to Germany, and I can do whatever I want, and I'll have a wonderful lifestyle if I'll just be their husband or wife. If they can be my husband, something. I get a lot of that. Or, you shouldn't be doing this. You're better than this. I want to take you away from all of this. I know, it's like you're the one that came to the site. Why are you yelling at me here? Actually, more it's, do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, no. I mean, I'm married. I'll say that. I've been married for three.
Long time.
A long time, no. I don't remember. Well, no, only about 3 years. And my husband knows what I do, but he doesn't do anything on the site. He's tries to stay, okay, well, he's up there, but still. He tries to stay as far away from it as possible, unless I really, really need help with something that I can't do. If a script broke and I can't fix it, then he tries to fix it for me. But I still get, do you have a boyfriend? If I say no, it's, oh, really? I'm really looking for someone just like you. You seem like a wild, great person. I'd really like to meet you. It's like, well, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I get boyfriend proposals all the time.
Yeah, boyfriend proposals all the time.
No.
What kind of financial investment did it take to get started?
Look at me.
Oh, I guess with just the webcam and the software and the site, I guess $100. Not, I mean, you got to get the computer. I mean, but if you've already got that, not that much at all.
Time Magazine did a really good article a couple of issues ago, and it was about webcams, and it said for basically $5,000, anybody can be a star. So
that's a lot of money.
It is
a
lot of
not,
money.
When I start, I mean, granted, I already had a computer, but I was lucky enough where somebody sent me the image capture card, and I borrowed a video camera from a friend, and till I got started, and then I was off and on my way to where I am.
Yes. You can go up to Delta Computers on 141. They have webcams for $35. If you get a hold of camunity.com or no. Canica.com for $22.50 a month. You get 350 mega space and unlimited download. They have four OC3s. Canaca, Canica.com. It's $22.50 a month. I think you have to pay a year, pay for the entire year in advance. And they already have the scripts and everything written for you. If you go to TrueTech.com, you can download for free direct access software to the camera. That's the UDP packets, the really fast stuff. If you've got a cable modem at some or something at your house, it makes everything extremely quick. It's all streaming. So, I mean, that right there, that's 57 dollars a month.
Yeah, it costs
$57 for the first month, and then $22.50 every month after that.
It cost me a couple hundred dollars to get started because I had to completely. I was running a 386, so I had to completely upgrade my computer. The only thing that is the same is the keyboard and the video card. Everything else is brand new. So I had a little bit of an initial investment, but it was long overdue for it, so it wasn't really exactly for the cam. I paid for my Webcam 32 software, which was $25, and then the cam that I bought was $115. But recently I was wanting to actually sleep during sleep cam, so somebody who watches my site sent me $130 3Com Home Connect. Which works under black light, so
yes,
I can sleep.
Yes, that can kick butt.
Can really get some sleep, so that was really nice of them.
By the way, there's it seems like maybe one of the trends in webcams is that there's a lot of really ordinary stuff out there that even though it's ordinary, it's still kind of fascinating. I was surfing on the web and looking for actual webcams themselves, and I ran across a campsite from a family that is a father, a mother, and a one-year-old daughter, and it's just a family, and it's just a really ordinary cam. It's just them sitting on the sofa watching TV, and that's all it is. They don't get naked or anything. They just
the American family.
They're just watching
we
TV.
We sit on the sofa, we watch TV all day.
And so you're sitting
there
watching them.
Now,
what does that say? But I mean, that's all it is, and it was a little bit scary because they had pictures of themselves and their daughter, which that's a little bit of concern, and then they had a picture of the front of their house.
That's
iffy too. I mean, because you have to be somewhat concerned about your security, and I think they went as far as saying maybe which city they were in. They didn't provide an address, but it's something that you need to be concerned about. The interesting thing about the medium is that it allows you to show so much and yet remain pretty anonymous about where you are and who you are. And it's your choice as to how much you decide to disclose. But I guess two of the things are people are not necessarily as circumspect about who they are and where they are, and the camps seem to be becoming more and more ordinary. Which doesn't necessarily mean that they're less interesting.
It's for the girly freak show. Okay. It's trapeze.
Sorry.
Speaking a little bit along those lines, what percentage of the websites of the webcams that are going are these the ones where the person involved acts completely oblivious to the camera and doesn't do any, you know, doesn't pander at all to their audience, just pretends like there's no camera on them at all. And have y'all ever done it that way? And how hard is that to keep up? Because I can't believe you can keep that up for too long without finally saying, oh, hell, I know there's a camera on me.
It depends. I've done this for 3 years. I get pretty used to the cam to where I forget that I've turned it off. I'm like, oh, a cam, okay. I don't even pay attention to it anymore. It sits on top of my computer in my living room, and I'll leave it on for days and just forget. So you end up half the time, I'll forget to move it around. That's my one thing, is that I tend to forget to move it wherever I am because I just forget that it's on. I remember when Bonnie first came to my house, she was like, what's that? And I'm like, that's a camera. And at first she was really weird about it, and then by the end of it, she got used to it, and she forgot it was on as well. I think you get so used to it that it becomes a second nature just to have it on.
Yeah. I've gotten so used to it, I get weirded out when it's not on.
Yeah.
I'm so used to it. About the only time I ever actually pose for the camera itself is whenever I'm setting up the final pose. Like, if I'm going, when I was going away for 2 days and wasn't going to be live, I set up a really nice little pose so it looks good. But 9 times out of 10, I don't even notice that the cam's on. Yeah. Unless the software craps out and my computer locks up, and then it's like, oh, I gotta go fix this. But otherwise, if it's on, I forget it's there. I had a call on my cell phone, and it was my grandfather was in surgery, and it wasn't going so well. And I forgot the cam was on, and I was crying on in front of the cam, and just tears were rolling down my face. And I had people popping into chat sending me emergency ICQ messages. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I completely forgot that the cam was there. It's just such a part of my life now. So.
It took me about 3 months to learn to not pick my nose in front of the camera. And then after that, I got used to it.
There's one thing about the webcams that kind of disturbs me, and I mean, I've never actually run a webcam, so maybe, you know, my thoughts here are off kilter. Maybe you've already covered this. I walked into this panel a little bit late, but there's kind of a George Orwellian 1984-ish aspect to the webcam. I mean, when the webcam becomes a standard peripheral on your computer where it's built into your monitor and you forget to shut it off, I don't know. I mean, you know, what are your thoughts when it gets to be too much?
Well, we do this on purpose, so we are glad that it's on. I mean, I mean, we wouldn't put it where we put it if we didn't want it there.
Yeah, the whole Big Brother is watching you. It would freak me out if my employer put one in or something like that. That would bother me. But the fact that it's my home and I'm completely comfortable with it. And I also, for my friends, I'm very respectful of my friends' feelings. Most of them who come to my house know that I have a camera, but I will tell them the cam's not on, and they, and 9 times out of 10, they're like, oh, please, come on, because they want me to go out of the room so they can flash it.
Well, how do you know if it is on? Is there an LED that lets you know that it's on?
Yeah.
Everyone has their own. Every camera has their own way of letting you know it's on.
The 3Com Home Connect that I use has a big green light.
Yeah,
that
big green light.
The green light flickers.
I have the 3Com Home Connect. Actually, I just keep it at my office now because I have an office cam, and I just turn it on when I get in, and I turn it off when I go home. And luckily, my boss doesn't care. He thought it was actually pretty nifty. Then again, Spooky also works with me, so you can see us at each other's office desks, which is really funny. I think, yeah, somebody said, I never see you at your desk. I always see you at Spooky's desk. And like, because we're always sitting there making funny faces at the camera. I think that's my most favorite thing to do, is just make funny faces at the camera and see exactly what... I have Slinkies. I collect Slinkies. I'm pathetic. And so I have this one picture of me just doing this with a Slinky. And it looks so cool. It's like all this rainbow... So I saved that one. That one's actually, I'm going to put it up on my desktop.
If you go by the camera in the Regency, go by Regency Hall next to the sound booth, there's a cam set up. You can see the light blink, and it blinks every time it sends an image. That's the way that one works. So.
All right. Another comment. There's an interesting book out there that you might want to pick up. The book is called The Transparent Society. It's written by David Brin, and it's a discussion about what happens in society when there's a camera on every street corner and every street light around every corner. What happens when society is when basically privacy dies in society? And this is not necessarily this consensual type of cam. We're talking about everybody has a cam. If the police officer in his police car has a cam, and the grocery store has a cam, and the drugstore has a cam, when everybody else has their own security cam, what do you do? Well, maybe the best thing for you to do is to get your own cam and film them and show it from your side of the story. And this is hopefully I can get this guy to come in next year. I asked him to come this year, but I didn't have enough time to get on his calendar. But the book is The Transparent Society by David Brin, and I hope we can get him next year.
This may be going a little deeper into that, but that's more true than you know. If you go to TerraServer, I think it's still TerraServer.com. You can look at maps of the U.S. You can look at your house, see different things. They were going to set up one that was live, but they got all kinds of trouble for that. They were going to try and make it so it was fuzzy and you couldn't make out people, but they decided not to put it up.
These are cameras that are in basically satellite cameras. They take pictures of geographical features and can get down to about probably individual car level. You can make out individual cars.
The cameras they have now that the CIA uses can see heads or tails on a dime sitting on the street.
That technology
yeah.
has been around since the
1960s.
Yes.
Yeah, what you see on TerraServer is the unclassified data, the low res stuff.
Any more questions about Big Brother webcam taking over?
is this on a cam right now?
TerraServer?
No.
Oh, this panel? This is in Regency. There are cameras all over Dragon Con.
We had a cam in here last year for the webcam panel. We don't have one this year. Other questions?
Yes. Is that a big fear among everybody here that, you know, if it gets to be cameras everywhere, then there'll be an opportunity for a Fourth Reich or whatever with Big Brother, you know, riding herd on all of us or whatever? Is that really a big concern?
You're talking in generalizations a little bit. Personally, myself, I think that if, this is a very political statement, but if those of us that are humans living in the society control our government, that will never happen. But if we let the government continue to take over the way they have been, yeah, it could very well happen. They have the technology, you know.
I have a cam that is on about 4 or 5 hours a day, and in that little space of time, I get crazy, weird, strange emails and messages, and I wanted to know what's the weirdest thing people have ever said to y'all.
Describe weird. I mean, in all honesty, describe weird. Okay, that's weird. I mean, that's weird. I mean, I can't think of anything. I have a guy who really likes socks. I have a guy who really likes my elbows. Jeez.
I have a guy that consults me like morning, noon, and night. He emails from the office and lets me know what he's going to be doing about his marriage. And this, you know, I feel like it's a fictitious wife named Ellen. And he just lets me know he's upset with Ellen because she has done this with her hair or whatever. And he doesn't actually ask for a response. He just wants something to rant at. You know, that's about all that he wants out of it.
I have one person who gives me what I call streaming dialogue emails, which means whenever I'm live, I get about 15, 20, maybe even 50 emails a night from this guy, and they're all like one line. Like the one that he sent the other night, I was wearing a pair of thong underwear, and apparently I picked them out while the cam was on. And he sent me this, it turns me on when you pick them out. and then later I was like blowing my nose or something. It turns me on when you blow your nose. And he's giving me this running commentary of everything I was doing all night. And that was pretty weird.
I have one guy who calls me mommy. Literally. Please tuck me in, mommy. I love you, mommy. Oh, I'd love to do this with, come take a shower with me, mommy. I'm waiting for you right here, mommy. And it's my friend Autumn. He was one of her members, and he came over to my site, and ever since, he's just been, I don't know, I don't ask. I'm just like, okay, whatever. I haven't really said, why do you call me mommy, because I really don't want to know. You know, that's just getting a little bit too far in there. I don't get, like, those. I used to, when I first started, get those really, like, 50 emails of a line. I don't get those anymore. I don't know why. I was all excited whenever the first time one of my cam images ever got on one of those, like, sites that steal the cam images. Yeah. It was such an evolution. Somebody stole my image. I was so important. I was actually very happy about that. Then
nobody
I asked him to take it down.
Mine yet. I'm waiting.
You figure out you're important when somebody actually decides to actually steal your image.
Yeah, but then you get stuck on that Brady Bunch grid, you know, where there's some, you know, two lesbians above you and there's some other two guys over here doing this and you're like, yuck, I'm right in the middle, you know. Put me there.
This goes back to the last subject about sort of the surveillance society thing, and Chloe, you were saying that you would have the cam parties, and I was just wondering if any of y'all worry or have had anybody doing something that they really should have thought better about doing online, you know, something that might not be, say, legal.
No, I don't allow, I'm very against illegal things in my house or around me or anything like that. So no, nobody does that around my...
Well, I was thinking you were saying about large parties or...
Well, I mean, I have large parties and people get drunk off their butt and do some really crazy stuff, but they know... Huh? Yeah, well, they do some interesting things.
Just has that ever been a worry that
it's never been
would,
a worry because they pretty much know that.
If,
oh no, that wouldn't a, it wouldn't happen in my house, but I know I wouldn't, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
all I do is I tell my friends this is the cam, and I've got two couches. One is a cam couch, and the other is the non-cam couch. And I say, if you're going to do something, do it on the non-cam couch. If you're on this couch, you're being cameraed. And if somebody emails me and says, I saw you rolling something and you shouldn't, and I will be extremely pissed at you. And they will be seeing you get your butt kicked on cam.
Yeah.
So I pretty much tell them, you know, my friends, I mean, they indulge. It's okay. No problem. They're only hurting themselves. But I tell them, on this cam, is the this couch is the cam couch. Nothing illegal on the cam couch.
Okay. Issues, real quick. Just to follow up, I mean, there are a lot of things coming back, like somebody has a picture they shouldn't on a roll of film, they get developed at Walmart or something, and it ends up at the police. Oh, I couldn't get my pictures developed of you at Walmart. Ha ha, I think I told you that one from Phantasm. They wouldn't develop half the roll.
Oh my God.
And that was just there in the lobby. There weren't, just so people know, there weren't any pictures that weren't just there in like one of the panel rooms.
I had that same problem. I tried to get a roll of Rocky Horror film developed. And I told them it was a Broadway show, and they developed the rest of the roll.
I got one of the little notes, because I had forgotten what was on it. They developed, like, they would get, like, certain pictures. It got kind of risque, like...
I have to go up, because before, I just got my digital camera, and I'm ecstatic about it, because I no longer have to go get pictures, you know, developed and scanned, which is a pain in the neck to scan hundreds of pictures at a time. But beforehand, I'd go up to them and like, listen, some of these pictures might be a little bit, you know, interesting. And of course, normally it's a guy, and he's like, well, how interesting? And I'm like, stuff?
They just
know.
Keep extras.
Yeah, that's what I'm not afraid of it. I think it'd be pretty funny, but nobody's really bothered me too much. Then again, I haven't done anything really hardcore on that.
Or gotten them developed at Walmart.
Yeah, or gotten them developed at Walmart. That's funny.
I would suggest CVS. There's a CVS everywhere, and they do not ask questions at all.
Okay, we can take two more questions. Two more questions. Anybody want to be second to last?
How much time do you spend on upkeep per week on your sites?
About 20 to 30 hours, basic. It depends on what I'm working on, if it's a really major update. Right now I've been lazy, so I'm in like maybe 10 hours a week right now. But usually I like to spend a lot of time doing a monthly update.
Daily, anywhere from 3 to 6 hours. She, lately, ever since I got my job, has been busting her butt trying to get everything updated. So mainly it's been her, and then I come home and work on more stuff because I'm having to redesign my whole site. And I didn't realize how many pages I had. I have about 100 pages to totally redesign. So I've been, but normally it's an average of 3 to 6 hours a day that I'm there updating and working on the site.
I spend about 3 to 4 hours a day. Lately, it's been more because I'm trying to learn how to use image maps so that my site is, like, small as opposed to long.
So you don't have to scroll down so much. I absolutely hate frames on other people's sites. I refuse to put them on my own. I'm using an image map program, and I've been spending a lot of time trying to learn how to use that because I self-taught myself HTML, and all of my skills are straight out of a book and what I learned on my own. So it's taken me a while, but I normally spend about 3 to 4 hours a night on a normal night.
I've done an hour of updating since I sat down here.
Did you want to say something?
If Chloe goes into work at 10 a.m., I start at 10 a.m., and she gets home from work at 6 or 7, and we're on IM until midnight, if there's nothing else to do.
Since I have IM and ICQ from work, it's normally me and her at the house and me at work going, okay, now I need you to do this. Now you see this. She's learning HTML and she's learning all of this. So I'm like, okay, now I want you to do this, this, and this. So it's all day, all night. There probably isn't
every
an hour
day
that goes by that I don't think about something. Oh, I need to do that to the site. Oh, I need to do that. Because I have this thing with if I find a script, I want to implement it. If I find something else, I want to fix it. I want to work with it and make it pretty.
And I always want to go in and fix the spelling errors.
Yeah.
So if she's not on ICQ, that's what I'm doing, is going through the site and trying to find mistakes and fix them.
Can I hire you for my site?
Please. I love doing it. I really do. That is...
I have 30 pages of spelling errors.
I will,
that's just on my poetry
within a
section.
Day,
I will give
within
you my
a
email.
Day, she got all of mine done. I was amazed. She's like, oh, by the way, I'm done. I'm like, I don't even go through my site. I am extremely... I work with like 10 pages I update. I'm like, I don't want to go through all those links. I'm tired.
I have more spelling errors than I have words on my site. I have 300 pages on my site.
It's not possible to be worse than her.
The only thing that I got...
I've sent a memo out with the word paper spelled 6 times, each time incorrectly and all of them different.
Yep.
I have a question for Mr. Hugman.
Oh, no, not Johnny. Yes?
All right, I'll let you off the hook this time. We're going to get sushi. You want to join us?
Where are you going?
Across the street.
Oh.
Oh, never mind. Roussan's.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm going to be filming in a few minutes.
One last real question.
I've got 2 shows to film.
One last real question. Anybody?
Jen. Can I have my picture taken with all you guys after you're done?
Can we
take
our clothes off?
And post it on my site?
What types of pictures?
I'll let you know. What do you agree
Something
to?
Just like Phantasm.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. I have not seen pictures from Phantasm.
Oh. Actually,
really?
I just want a picture.
Oh, wow.
I just want a picture of what's under Hug Me's skirt.
Wait, what was the question?
You can go just about anywhere on the internet and see that.
I think I have a copy of that somewhere.
Are you going to give us URLs?
I've got a final real question. Does everyone on the panel think that they'll still be doing this a year from now?
Hells yeah.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely.
I don't plan on stopping this. I mean,
I plan on starting my own site soon.
Yeah, I mean, I want to give her a cam and put a cam in her house, in her
I'm
room.
I'm dying for one. I just need a better connection.
You do.
Shameless plug for us. Tell them that you want us back.
Yeah.
I work for a webcam company. I run 300 right now. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I would love 3,000. To expand and evolve it. I mean, right now, I think cams... I remember when it was the first sex streaming cams, when you actually had to call up the 800 number and speak to the girl, which happened to be me, and give them your credit card and have me put you on hold and call up your credit card company and verify it and then go and let you do your show with your models. And that was 4 years ago. And I've just watched this evolve into this wonderful thing. I think that, I mean, these cam girls here are some of my best friends because, A... they're the only people that know that what we do for a living and what we do go through every day. I mean, whether or not we get money for it or not, it's still a living. I mean, it's still so much a part of our life. You'd be surprised at, as she said before, when we first met, we'd never met each other, but we were so happy to actually finally see each other in real life. There's tons of cam girls that I've met that I'm so happy to see them because they're just such great people. Dun-dun-dun.
That sounds good.
Okay, thanks, and see you on the web.